AC/DC just announced a new tour dates.
Yeah.
A couple in Canada.
I don't know how Angus is still hanging in there.
It did sound.
It's a lot of effort on stage. And a lot of the duck walk and all that. And I saw him, I've seen AC/DC 3-4 times. And when I saw him back in the 80s, he was off stage with an oxygen. Like, it was taking it out of him back then. And not only that, I don't know if, do you know much about Angus and the smoking thing? Like, he chain smokes. Smokes like 2 packs a day.
It's not healthy.
No, but I mean, so then he gets up on stage and he's got a, anyway.
Saw them at Mosaic Stadium, saw them at the SARS show in Toronto. They put on a great show, by the way.
They do.
AC/DC, of course. Couple of Canadian dates.
Saw them
added for AC/DC.
Edmonton, and during Thunderstruck, there was a thunderstorm. It was in Commonwealth, and lightning struck around, not the building, but there was like, they're playing, and you could hear, you could see lightning in the back and thunder. And then the skies opened up. They actually took a break, if I recall. They stepped off stage for a minute to let it, and then they came back out because it was pouring.
And the lightning, probably. It was probably for safety reasons as well. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone.
Overrated.
Britton Gray, our Green Zone rider reporter. We'll be recording the Blitz podcast later tonight. Post it to tomorrow morning. So send your questions in on what you need and what you want to know about.
Yeah, you can text them to me as well. I'll make sure the guys get them.
Last week, we asked the same question. Or put it out there. And a lot of questions. Where's CJ Reed? Is he safety? What's going? Who's where on the defense? The depth chart comes out tomorrow. What do we expect to see, Britton?
The defense that you've seen the last couple of weeks. I would expect CJ Revis to remain at safety. Antoine Brooks Jr., what a kid. Well, way to play himself onto a playoff roster.
I love
his
story. I love Antoine Brooks Jr.'s story on sticking practice roster last year. Great camp. Has to check his ego. And here we go. Likely when the depth chart comes out, likely starting in the West Final.
Yeah, it is quite something. And great, loves talking to the media, or at least he's good talking to the media. You ask him one question, he can go for 2 minutes, which always appreciate someone like that.
So. How many guys in that room are good with the media? Because, listen, I'm not criticizing it, because every room is different. Every locker room is different. But you got like 30, 40 guys, and not everyone's going to be comfortable in front of a mic, right? Is it a good chunk of them, Britton?
I'd say 98, 99% of them will
really
give you anything you want. And
okay,
some guys maybe don't talk to you, but at least they're not telling you to buzz off or something like that, or refusing to talk to you. I've had that where guys, I'm not talking to you, or someone has told me to
bleep off
in the locker room because they didn't want to talk about the story I wanted to cover that week. So nothing like that. Everyone's been great. And just that speaks. Daryl Davis has spoken about it too. The way Corey Mason, everyone's bought in. They understand the media. We're there. We're just doing our job. We play a part too. Just go out and answer the questions. You're a professional athlete.
Off mic last week, Corey Mason admitted that he is still like got you in training.
I will never stop asking the injury questions, Corey.
If you didn't ask, who would ask?
Corey's like, I'm still training the kid. He's doing well.
Just trying to. Got to ask the question. Yeah. Everybody wants to know. When we say, what do you want to know about the Riders? 90% of the questions are they hurt? How much are they hurt? And how long are they going to miss? That's what people want to know in Saskatchewan. But when I'm going to ask you a question. We'll probably address it next week if they make the Grey Cup. How big are these moments for Trevor Harris, who has never, he's won Grey Cups, but as a backup? We saw with Darian Durant, won a Grey Cup in 07. He was the third string quarterback. 2013 meant something to him. What does this opportunity mean to Trevor Harris?
Harris won't say it, but I think it means a lot to him, especially when you look at his career. He's a Grey Cup ring as a starter from being a surefire Hall of Famer. His name is going to be all over the CFL record book in terms of completions, yards. he's up there in touchdowns and everything, right? Because he's had such a long career. It's just the only knock you have against him. Well, he hasn't won the Grey Cup as a starter. He says he approaches everything the same. I've brought it up before with him. He doesn't care about legacy, what that is. Legacy is about being the best player out there and being a good teammate, being good in the community. But you're a competitor. You want to be the best. And to be the best, you have to go out and win as a starter. Because like I said, a surefire Hall of Famer probably, if he gets that ring, he might still be, even with the stats and stuff. But to get that ring as a starter, that does mean a lot.
One of the things that I find interesting about this group is because you talk to anybody that comes from the football world, and there's a lot of focus on athleticism. There's a lot of focus on what they can do in the position, right? And I saw tape this, tape that. Send us your tape. But Mace has put together a group of very like-minded individuals. And I'm wondering where on the, like, does it take a back seat to being a good player, being a good person? Like, how do you think he's measuring that? And is he saying no to trades or bringing somebody into the program that may be a good athlete, but there may be some question marks about his character and fitting into that locker room?
I think that's a part of it. I think him and Jeremy O'Day understand the pulse of the locker room. They're really good at that. They don't want to bring guys in who rock the boat. When you look at some guys around the league who they have history with, you thought, oh, maybe the Riders go after them. Some character issues, and they never end up coming here for whatever reason. We don't know if that's why, but when they built a culture. They want guys who fit into that culture, and part of that culture is being
so it might
a good
be a
community
priority.
Person.
It might be a priority.
Well, Raquel Armstead, he came in late last season as a running back. He was a bad apple in Ottawa. They gave him a shot here. He played well, but it was It was after the West Final last year.
It's an even more interesting question right now with what's happening in Toronto.
Yeah.
With Dinwiddie.
Well,
cutting.
John Murphy brings in talent there. And when John Murphy, I told you in the break with Chris Jones, it was a daily, what is going on with this team? Yeah. Like, what they're fighting. They tried to bring in Greg Hardy with his domestic violence accusations from the NFL, and the CFL had to block it. Like, it felt like once a week, there was some character issue with the team, and it was exhausting for the fans. Like, this is the Rider brand, and here's AC Leonard suspended for bad behavior towards a drug tester.
As soon as we brought up the Stuart Johnston thing, not doing the fan state of the thing, the texts came in, right? Right? And we've seen how many Chris Jones texts today.
A few. Well, with the Ryan Dinwiddie, maybe Chris Jones replacing Ryan Dinwiddie in Toronto. It's like, have at it. Yeah. Have him. I think it culture matters. Every championship team, right, Britton? Culture matters. It's rare you see a championship team with...
Talk to the Jays.
Bad apples, so to speak.
Absolutely. This is the culture you want to build. The family. Everyone's talked about family. What the Bombers during their run, what was it? They're a family. Everyone's got each other's back. The Riders this year, that's what they're talking about.
Fit in or bleep off.
It's not about guys who are out there for their own stats, their own accolades to show that they're the best athlete at position. This is a team-minded team, for that. And so this group has what it takes. But, yeah. Every now and then you get a team with a lot of issues that just, hey, they were talented enough to do it, but that is rare. To build sustained success, you need culture like Corey Mace has brought in.
What happened this year? Kosi and Yeka. We have a standard that we believe in on and off the field. He was not up to that standard. Bye.
Doesn't take him long to make those decisions either.
That is Britton Gregg, Green Zone Rider Reporter. We will be recording the Blitz podcast later tonight. Look for that. Subscribe on YouTube. It's really good on YouTube. Locker really likes.
The Blitz podcast, ladies and gentlemen, is Canada's fastest growing CFL podcast. Get it where you get your fine podcasts.
It's better on YouTube. YouTube at Green Zone SK is where you can find it.
Spotify is fantastic.
Or better yet, you can find it at CJME.com and CKOM.com. That is Green Zone Rider Reporter Britton Gregg. here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone on this Thursday. Getting ready for the West Final, of course. Expecting a sellout. Still tickets available, under 1,000 left to go as they ask you to pack the park for the West Final. I love what AJ Allen believes is going to happen.
I expect chaos. I expect unorganized chaos, like it's Gotham City. I can't wait for it.
Hopefully it's not that bad. But I'll never forget, Locker. I was living in Edmonton at the time. And it might be the best environment I've ever, outside of the 2013 Grey Cup, ever experienced. Old Taylor Field, 2007, the first playoff game in Regina. It was the first playoff game in Regina in 19 years. Yeah, 19 years, 1988 to 2007. So it's the first time. That's how long it went
for
a home playoff game for Saskatchewan. That place was bonkers. Henry Burris and the Calgary Stampeders, you had the Henry chance going. One of the first plays of the game, Kerry Joseph hits a big play. It was awesome. It was awesome. They go to BC, beat the Lions, of course, in the West Final, go on to beat the Bombers in the Grey Cup. But that 07 West semifinal at that had the hair stand up on the back of my neck on the energy in that building. I was sitting, what was it called? Was it the Family Fun Zone? The wooden bleachers in the north end zone? The feet pounding on the wood panel. Like, it was great.
Was the Family Fun. I thought that was your, like, university drinking zone.
No, that was Section 28. That's when I was going to the University of Regina. I had already graduated. I was living in Edmonton at the time, so I didn't have season tickets. But earlier in my life, it was Section 28.
Okay.
I guess those seats weren't the Family Fun Zone, because there was one section where I'm pretty sure you weren't supposed to be drinking in, and we were definitely drinking. 1-877-332-8255. What do you think Mosaic Stadium's going to be like?
There's still some tickets left.
Couple. Yeah, they said, I believe they said under 1,000. It's trending for a sellout. Some resale tickets available as well, but
you can still get in.
With sunny, not a lot of wind.
Yeah.
I think that's a good environment to make Nathan Rourke deaf. That's a good wish. Time now for the Green Zone 1 minute drill, the latest in sports. The Riders injury report says Keyshawn Johnson's questionable. Shane Ray's out. We were expecting Shane Ray not to be available with his injury a couple of weeks ago. Also, Mario Anderson Jr. Joe's also questionable, but everybody else available. Dante Myers, Roland Milligan Jr., all available for the West Final. We'll see that depth chart tomorrow. Could be interesting. Thursday Night Football. It's the Raiders against the Broncos.
It's not going to be good for your Raiders tonight.
Hold on.
The Broncos are going to destroy them.
Hold. Why? What gives you that impression?
The record.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's... Oh, yeah, I forgot. The Raiders are a bad football team, and the Broncos are the best in the division.
2-6, first and last. AFC West.
Rob Vanstone, Rider historian, Bronco fan. Glad I didn't make a bet with him for this game. Probably might have to buy him dinner tomorrow or something. But we got the Thursday Nighter in the National Hockey League. That gets going at 6 o'clock tonight. The Montreal Canadiens taking on the New Jersey Devils. The Senators are in Boston. And another battle of Crosby v. Ovechkin. Capitals and Penguins go tonight as well. Now, coming up next here on the Green Zone with more on the Ryan Dinwiddie news and Why is the commissioner not doing the fan state of the league address? Would that be a good idea for Stewart to do, not do something that has been a Grey Cup tradition for, it's been over a decade. What is Stu avoiding the fans? We'll dig into that on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You two are winners, big winners.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on, you're smashing.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
You're an idiot.
You're a bad person.
All right, champs and chumps. Drum roll, Jordan Binnington, as voted by you, the fans, is a
75% say champ, 25% chump. Bill wanted to create another column, dumbass. So we got one vote for.
I'm with Bill.
Okay, we got two votes.
Jordan Binnington last night, the majority rules. You champ
hiding
him for
900.
Hiding Ovechkin's puck in his pants after the 900th goal.
It's just so bizarre. People were honest about having the conversation, but it was so weird.
If it was Marc-Andre Fleury, right, everybody knows he's a jokester, but everybody else knows that Jordan Binnington's kind of bleep.
He's kind of crazy.
And, yeah. So when he did
legitimately
it,
legitimately crazy.
Man, he's.
Something's. What
is it? He's being a jerk, but
anybody we talk to today that has a foot
positive that he's a champ on this
because they think it's funny. I think he might have thought it was funny too. But anyway, there we go.
I don't think he was giving the puck back unless the linesman asked for it. My final
thought. So we got our champ today.
Time now for the Green Zone 1 minute drill, the latest in sports. Hockey action about to begin in the National Hockey League. The Canadiens against the Devils. The Senators are up against the Bruins. And Ovechkin's right back on the ice after his 900th goal last night. He's taking on Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Thursday night football, it is the Raiders and the Broncos. And, of course, pretty well everybody is available. I'll have more of an injury report on the day in review on the Riders. Heading into the West Final on Saturday. Have a great night. We're back at it tomorrow at 2 right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.